Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about conflict. So pick in any area of life, whether it be work, whether it be family, whether it be community. Conflict is a reality. My first tip is to start with yourself and to get in touch and to know your position and hopefully to be able to clarify that for yourself so that you give yourself the best chance of being able to communicate that in a situation where someone disagrees. Next, it's really, really important to remain as calm as possible. You might need to practice some breathing. You might need to sit and just do some reminding and some reassuring that you're okay in order to remain at the point so you can continue to address that. The next tip is to remain focused. It's really, really important whenever we experience an issue or a disagreement, an argument, to remain focused on the issue at hand. Too many other things can get in the road and this clouds things and makes things worse. It's also really important and one that we, you know, all struggle with, but it's really important to remain adult. Don't get too childlike in this. Try not to become reactive and try not to hit below the belt. Try and keep it an adult dialogue happening. I think it's also really, really important that we try really hard to understand the position of others and to really understand what it is they're communicating, what it is they might be feeling, and why that comes to be. It doesn't mean we have to agree with them. It doesn't mean we have to choose their course of action, but it is really important to walk around the issue and really try and understand it as best we can. Because it's in this, I believe, that there becomes a great opportunity to compromise. If we understand our position, if we try really hard to understand the other's position, we can then start to look for where we can work together. And essentially, that's all a mediator does, or a negotiator does in a conflict situation, is connect with both sides and try and find the middle ground, because that's the ground that we can actually work in. And with that in mind, it's also really, really important, I believe, in whatever context, to reflect and connect with the similarities and the strengths that both parties share. There's probably been a pre-existing relationship, or there will need to be a future relationship. So there's probably some things that are already working. There's already a whole lot of strength and ability in the space, and there's probably more similarities than differences. So if we can stay connected to those, again, that allows us to meet the other party in a really human way and actually work together to resolve the issue. In any human relationship, it's also true that we can actually benefit from the presence of conflict if we're able to manage that and grow through it. And so what I'd encourage everyone to consider is also, after the dust has settled, when things have calmed down a little bit, is a great opportunity to be able to talk about how we handle conflict together. What do we do well? What are our sticking points? What would our strategy for the future be? Because we are probably likely to experience something again. And so having a bit of a strategy, knowing the best way to connect with the person, knowing what works and doesn't work, gives us the best chance of being able to resolve conflict in a really effective way in the future. It's also true that we have to accept differences, that no one is going to truly share our worldview, and that actually by being able to accept the differences between us helps us to reduce conflict and meet the person where we are as well, where they are as well. So go to war on conflict this week with Mind Games.